Did you ever use the term parents?
Yeah. They was my parents. Okay. And of course, they was my parents.
Now then, your father's father would be what?
My great-grandfather.
Okay, and your father's mother would be?
Great-grandmother.
Okay. How many children did you have?
We had 9 born in our family, and we raised 6 of them. And three little babies died when they was little bitty babies. Whooping cough killed 2 of them and members crew.
Mm-hmm. You know, they used to lose them a lot more when they were young than they do nowadays.
Oh yeah, my goodness, yeah. Well, that whooping cough, you know, when that little baby infant, you know, one of them took it at 9 days old. And it just couldn't bear it.
Yeah.
The other might not the same way. And then little girls had that there croup. They said, we call it member's croup, but it's got 2 names or something like that. Mm-hmm. And she was 3 or 4 year old.
Oh, yeah. But if you have a boy child, that's your son. If you have a girl, that's your
daughter.
Okay. If a woman is expecting to have a baby, you'd say she is
pregnant.
Okay. What about a woman who used to come around and help deliver a baby?
Oh, that's called a midwife.
Okay. If a boy looks like his father, if he has, you know, features like his father, you might say, well, that boy,
he favors his daddy.
Okay.
Oh, Lord, favors his father.
Okay. If a child does something pretty bad, you might say, boy, you better look out, you're going to get a
brushing.
Okay. What about an illegitimate child?
Well, I'd say an illegitimate child, what generally one of them people call them a bastard.
Okay, you ever hear them called anything else, like a woods colt?
Yeah, I've heard them called woods colt.
Okay.
Wood colt.
Your brother's son would be what relation to you?
Well, I see, my brother's son. He'd be a nephew.
Okay. What about a child whose parents are dead?
Orphan child.
Okay. And if a child doesn't have any parents, then he will generally, until he gets old enough to take care of himself, they'll assign him somebody to kind of look after him, and you say that's his.
Oh, his adopted baby.
Okay.
Be adopted.
The person who adopts him, would you ever call him a guardian or anything like that?
I reckon it'd be called a godfather or a godmother. I don't know whether that should be correct or not.
Okay. If you're talking about your relatives, what do you call them? Do you call them my kinfolks or my relatives?
Yeah, relatives, relations.
Okay.
I think we're kinfolks down to the 10th generation. I know we are.
Is that right? I've never heard that. Down to the 10th generation,
yeah,
of kinfolks.
Yeah. Connection,
okay.
You know.
What about a person who comes, say, if a man came from Massachusetts down here to live, would you call him a foreigner or a stranger?
Well, I'd call him a foreigner, I guess, about usual.
Okay.
If he's a stranger, you know he's somebody you've never met.
Yeah.
Of course, that would be the same thing.
Well, if a stranger lived here all his life and you just hadn't met him, he'd still be a stranger. But if he came from another place, he'd be a foreigner.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have, let's see, think what I can say here. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to...